Hi, I'm Joe Heath.
I'm Tony Heath.
And this is the Watchathon of Wrassilon.
Yup.
This week we're going to be talking about the 6th serial of the 2nd season, the 14th serial total, The Crusade, which consists of 4 episodes, The Lion, The Knight of Jaffa, The Wheel of Fortune, and The Warlords, and those aired from March 27th, 1965 to April 17th, 1965. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. You guys excited? Are you pumped? Are you jazzed? Are you razzmatazzed?
Do you need to take a moment?
Oh, I'm floundering here.
I'm just going to let you too. I will provide no assistance whatsoever.
Okay, before we dive in to this serial, there's a couple of people we need to talk about.
Yes, there is. Okay, I had forgotten.
I almost had to until just now.
You may or may not have seen, we launched our Patreon a while back. And one of the things that you can get by donating to the Patreon is a shout out on our podcast. And so far, we have had 2 different patrons pledge at that level.
Or at least that level.
And that is...
First up, we have... Let me make sure I'm pronouncing this right. Ray Fryzone?
I think it's Fryzone.
Ray Friesen!
Our friend Ray Friesen, who has been on the podcast before.
You heard him talk about Marco Polo. We bonded over Tagana. Yes, Ray Friesen, rayfriesen.com.
Check him out.
Yeah.
Cool things.
And now he's helping us make things. Thanks, Ray. Here's your shout out.
Woo, Ray!
Now, he was our 2nd patron. Our first patron that we got was Melissa.
Yay!
She has a Tumblr that is Malice Rewatches Doctor Who.
Which you should check out, because...
Tumblr.com.
She's actually very close to, like, pace with us.
Yeah.
I think she's a little bit behind.
Yeah, she's like a few... She's going to pass us. Now I'm reading her posts because they're really good. You guys should go check her out. Like, her Tumblr is really interesting. She's doing them episode by episode. She's not doing whole serials at once.
Right.
She's doing each individual episode. And she breaks them up into 4 parts, which I think is great. It's likes, dislikes, awesome, and shitty. And then an in conclusion. I don't know, that makes me giggle, the awesome and shitty. I think that's a great way to break up.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, and most of the ones for, like, shitty, if it's a missing serial, it's just like, this episode is missing. That's shitty. But, thank you very much,
Malice. Thank you, we love you. Everyone else should go check those people out, and also go check out our Patreon, because that would be cool of you.
And that's patreon.com/watchathon. If you want to get your own name, shout it out. And we'll also like shout out like, you know, your website, your social media handle, whatever. Your Twitter, your Tumblr, your Facebook, your MySpace, your Instagram, your MSN Messenger profile, your AIM name, whatever.
All right.
Am I leaving anything out here?
Probably. So The Crusade.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about
the episode of Doctor Who we're here to talk about.
Oh, yeah. But I'm just super pumped and jazzed about people donating. I love you guys. On to The Crusade.
I'm so nervous.
I don't know. I think I got a haircut and it's throwing me off. I'm like lighter now. I'm like more airheaded.
We've done this. We've done this multiple times.
Yeah, I know. But now people can see my forehead. Let's get into The Crusade. The first episode of which is called The Lion! Rawr! There's no lions.
Well, there's a lion-hearted.
No, it was... The lion was called... They, like, caught this guy and they called him the lion in the cage or something like that. It was, like, a metaphor for the king who turned out not to be the king, which we knew he's the king, not the king, like, immediately, but we're jumping way ahead. We haven't even started.
I thought it was King Richard.
They were referring to King Richard, but they were referring to a guy that was not King Richard, but they thought was King Richard.
All right.
So, let's start this bad boy off before we get, like, towards the end of the episode, before we've even started. We start off in a forest. What are you doing?
I'm looking something up.
Oh, you mean Lionhearted?
Yeah.
Is he called the Lionhearted?
That's what I'm looking up.
The Lionheart. No, hearted. It's just the Lionheart. Tony is looking at her phone.
Yeah, he's King Richard the Lionheart.
Okay. Or Coeur de Lion.
Like, I didn't make that up. That's a thing. And you were like, yeah, there's a lion.
Well, okay, but yeah, but I mean, they specifically say to cut the lion in a cage. I don't know.
Because it's King Richard.
Okay. I don't know my history. Okay. Do you remember the French Revolution?
I do.
How am I supposed to know this? The Crusade is a real thing?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What was it about?
Christianity.
Oh.
Did you watch the episode?
Yes, but I wasn't paying attention.
Did you study history in school at all?
Okay, yeah, but like, I've forgotten most of it.
I mean, me too, but you remember some things.
I know the Crusade was about Christianity and stuff. I don't remember any specific stuff. I didn't remember King Richard the Lionheart. I mean, I know King Richard. I didn't know the Lionheart part, but when you say it, it sounds familiar. Like, I read The Hobbit when I was a kid, and I don't remember much about it. I know there's too much of it in the movie.
So.
Alright, anyway.
The lion.
The lion. We're in a forest, and there's some sneaky people being all sneaky. Sneaky, sneaky.
Meet Richard right off the bat.
Yeah,
he's delightful.
He is. He's pretty nice. He's fun. He's snarky.
Yeah.
To begin with, and then it gets annoying.
Yeah. He has his knights. And they're all kind of wandering around.
They sent off a letter on the hawk, too. I don't know what that was for. Maybe it was just to be like, look, we put a letter on the hawk.
We have a hawk and a letter.
Budget.
But they're kind of, him and his knights are kind of walking around, ribbing each other, and it's delightful.
Yeah.
Right up until the point.
One of the knights has really, really awesome facial hair. He looks like what you'd see on a deck of cards for, like, the Jack or the King or something.
Okay.
He has, like, one of those big old, like, Pringles mustaches.
But then pretty much right away, the sneaky people come up on Richard and his men, and they fight. Like,
yeah, and, like...
Right there at the beginning.
And not only do they fight them, but, like, the TARDIS shows up, and everybody just steps outside, and Barb immediately gets kidnapped.
Yeah, so, I mean, basically, they land, like, in the middle of this fray that's going on.
Barbara doesn't even have time to say a line before she gets kidnapped.
This episode starts surprisingly fast.
Like, literally, they step outside, and they're like, oh, shit. And, like, Ian pushes Barbara behind him to protect her.
He does.
And pushes her right into the arms of a bad guy.
Which is everything that I know about Classic Who, about the first era. That's everything.
Yeah. But yeah, stuff's going, like, I've never seen an episode start this fast. It was like, whoa, we're just jumping right into it.
Kind of keeps up that pace throughout the whole serial.
Yeah, it's really good pace, and we'll get into it more. But the Pringle mustache guy gets arrowed. He takes one to the knee. No, he takes it, like, to the chest, I think. Everybody's like... fighting, and then there's this one knight that's like, or they're like, where's your king? And he's like, I am the king. And he's not the king, you guys. He's not the king.
It's not him.
It's not him. We alluded to that earlier.
He's not Lionhearted.
He's not even, like, he doesn't even have red hair.
No, and that's like, it's...
But oddly enough, he's the red herring. No?
Oh, God, no. No, it's kind of funny. So, like, they catch him, and he's like, yeah, I'm the king. I'm totally the king, because that's what knights do. At some point, someone's like, you know, like, the king has red hair, right? Like...
Maybe 'tis a wig.
You don't do a great job of... They're just like, yeah, sure, he says he's the king. Let's take him. Why would he lie?
You can be whoever you want to be in this universe. Just be like, yeah, I'm the liar player. Sure. Yeah, I'm King Richard the Lionheart. Why not?
Why not?
But, like, more fighting keeps happening. The Pringles dude, even though he's, like, laying down dead, he chucks his sword at a dude.
Oh, it was awesome! Yeah!
He, like, flung it like it was a throwing knife. right into a guy.
And I will mention, this is another fight scene that was nicely choreographed.
Yeah.
It's a mix sometimes where you're like, well, I guess they're fighting, and I'm not entirely sure what's happening. This is not one of those.
Yeah, it was like super, it was nice, it was fast, but in a good way, not in a like slap dash kind of way. And Ian hits a dude with a branch.
He does. He does one of those like cartoon things where he like pulls it back and it flings up and hits him in the face.
So yeah, just like a really good fight. And then once like it's, you know,
when the dust settles,
it's all calmed down. They find this belt, and like the doctor's like, "Yep, that's King Richard's belt."
He studies it for just a little bit, and he's like, "It must be really important to him."
The doctor knows fashion. It's become an ongoing theme. Like, he's like, yes, I know that's the sash of whatever in Reign of Terror. So he's like, yeah. Like, in this one, he's like, yeah, I know this belt. This belt's the king's. He knows, like, royal clothing. And not to mention in the Romans, he basically does the emperor's new clothes as well. There's a whole thing with royalty and clothes and the doctor. There's some conspiracy here. I'm going to unlock this mystery.
All right. So, the doctor and...
Ian and Vicky.
Ian and Vicky have the belt. Barbara has been taken by the same people who've taken...
The king.
Not the king.
The king is dead. No. I made an Elvis Presley joke.
You're making my life so difficult right now.
So, Barbara's, like, with... Is in, like, a tent with fake King Richard.
Barbara's like, yeah, I know you're not the king.
Yeah.
Because the king, the knight, I forget his name, but the knight's like...
Fake dick.
By the way, I'm not really the king. And Barbara's like, I know.
You don't have red hair.
Barbara is not fooled for a second.
I teach history.
Yeah.
But he's like, you can't be the queen because she wouldn't travel with me. So who are you? You're my daughter. You're the princess, right?
Sister.
You're the princess.
Which is a great plan until the guy comes in and he's like, oh, awesome. The guy I'm taking you to... loves the princess.
Has a big old crush on her.
So they're like, oh, that's gonna be bad in the future.
And so but they're about to get taken off. But then we go back to the doctor, who, and back to fashion, just looking around at a clothes shop and like, look at all this, this fancy wares.
So this scene is great and also awful. Awful in that the doctor has a thing about stealing clothes.
Yes, it's the second time.
He does it
more. Or he's done it more than
this. He's done it in what we've watched before. He's done it in New Who. And he's done it like throughout. It's consistent throughout the show.
The doctor in fashion. Well,
he just takes clothes.
I'm gonna solve this.
But they're at this stall, and the person who runs the shop is kind of hammy, and he's like, let me show you how, you know, the fine fabric that I have, and the doctor's like, obviously, oh yeah, like, just telling this guy whatever he wants to hear. At some point, how does he end up hidden underneath of a table?
Well, another guy comes in and is, like, trying to sell him more clothes that he stole.
So then it's obvious that the person who's selling the man his clothes steals them. And so the doctor's like, they've been stolen once, they can be stolen twice.
Just like under a table, and it's like a cartoon where like his hand pops up and he grabs boots, or his hand pops up and he grabs like a belt or pants or whatever.
And then in order to get out, he's like rigged up this thing where he's got like...
Oh, before we get to thing he rigged up, he's like chucking the clothes to Vicky.
To Vicky, who's hidden away somewhere else, and she's like pulling them towards her. So he's involving minors in this now. She's an accomplice.
How old is Vicky?
Maybe she... I thought she was like 18. Maybe not a minor.
Anyway, he's definitely having an accomplice.
Yes. He's made her an accomplice to this whole thing.
To his crimes!
So...
of fashion. His crimes. Crimes of fashion.
So...
They're stealing... Get it? Crimes of fashion? Because he's stealing clothes. Do you see what I did there?
Yeah. No, okay. Yeah.
All right. Crimes of fashion.
Yep.
All right.
Can we move on?
Yep. Sorry. Go ahead.
So,
crimes of fashion.
So he basically rigs this up. Or I guess he's got like something tied around a leg of another table farther away. So he pulls on it and the table falls down and all the clothes fall down. And the guy rushes over to go look at it and is crying about it. And
he's like, oh, this crime of fashion.
And the doctor
is going to lead me to do a crime of passion. Can you imagine? Whoever did this is going to get quite the lashin'.
Can you please stop? But follow Max Good. What are we doing?
I don't know. I'm done.
So, the doctor is under the table. He has this thing tied to another table. He pulls it. The table falls down. Man rushes over to go see what's happening. The doctor rolls out from underneath the table and him and Vicky scurry away.
Well, he doesn't scurry away first. He's like, oh, that's a terrible thing that happened.
It is. That's right. He pops back up and is like, oh no, all your shit fell down. That sucks. And then the guy's like...
He's like, I'll come back and buy some stuff later. But thanks for being awesome. He literally thanks him.
He does. He says thanks. And the guy's like, why? Why are you thanking me? And he's like,
just... For being here. for being here when I needed you.
So then...
Barbara and the fake dick get taken to see the Sultan. Oh, and we get a nice shot of, like, it goes past the Sultan to this dude behind the curtain. Who's the Sultan and who's the Sultan, the other guy? There's, like, two Sultan guys.
I mean, there's, like, the Sultan and then there's, like, his right-hand man. Or his brother.
His brother? Okay. But his brother is really the guy that's in charge. Right? Oh, yeah, because they say the Sultan's brother has a crush.
Yeah.
So, like, they pan behind the curtain of the Sultan, and, like, there's this really creepy-looking dude. It's a nice shot, though, because it immediately sets up, because he's, like, intently listening. It really sets up that he's sort of the one that's in control.
Yeah.
You know? They bring them in, and they're, like, you know, just talking about, this is, you know, the...
They introduce King Richard.
Yeah.
The guy comes in, and he's like, I caught him, aren't I great? And for a while there, they're like, sweet. You caught him.
And they bring Barbara in and say it's the princess. And then the guy's like, she's no catch. This isn't her. Which is the first person that did not like Barbara on first sight. Got grumpy about it. And then the brother comes out and it's like, takes over, basically. And just takes command. And it's pretty good. The Sultan brother guy, the guy that's really in charge, he's a really good actor. It's just kind of unfortunate that it looks like he's probably in some kind of racist makeup.
Yeah, this is handled with all of the tact and... Nope, tact's the only word I can think of.
Care?
That you would expect from a story about the Crusades from the BBC in the 60s. It's not great.
Though, this is the first serial that I can recall that actually has real people of color in it. I don't think they have any lines... But I definitely saw some POC in there.
Yeah, but they were in the background.
They were mostly guards and stuff. But still, that's some... It is a step.
It's pretty... It's not great.
It's not great. But putting aside the racist makeup and everything, the guy's acting is good. It's good.
Yeah.
He's nice and subtle. He's not hammy like some Doctor Who villains can be. And I don't know, he's just... You're not entirely certain he's a bad guy, really. Especially when the very next scene, it's King Richard just throwing a huge tantrum. Because I guess the king and Vicky and Ian wind up with the king somehow. I don't recall how.
I mean, they're...
Or were they always there?
No, because they go to give him his belt.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I don't even remember why he got so mad.
They wanted to go so they could rescue his friend. And Barbara. Because, you know, Ian's there and Barbara's not. And Ian's like, well, we're going. This is priority number one because it's Ian. He's so cute. And the king's like, no. Hell no. I'm not negotiating with these people. I won't do it.
I won't do it. He, like, literally throws a tantrum. And it's like, dude, stop being childish. You're the king. So it is a nice sort of, almost like a role reversal, really, in a way. Because you have the villain being sort of calm and cool-headed and...
Well, here's the thing about this episode is I don't think he necessarily is played as the Sultan is necessarily played as the villain. I think that that's something that this episode does fairly decently. Again, it's not fantastic, it's not great, but it does try to kind of present this open-endedly as a war between two different sides and neither one of them is like, these are the good guys, these are the bad guys, these are the two sides and we're just... telling you what happens between these two sides and we're in the middle. Granted, I'm not saying it's perfectly fair and it does a great job of it. I'm saying it does a better job than I expected it to.
Okay, so I mean the episode itself sort of like in a general way sets it up as King Richard being the sort of the better side and them being sort of the Sultan and stuff being the sort of the worst side. But at no point does he really do anything, like, super villainous or anything.
I don't know that it really said... I mean, besides the fact that the doctor's there.
Yeah, and also, I mean, besides the fact that, I mean... Okay, so, like, the doctor and Ian and stuff are working with King Richard, and Barbara is kidnapped by the Sultan.
Okay, that's fair.
So, like, I mean, they are prisoners, whereas they're not prisoners with King Richard.
That's fair.
I mean, that's the only way that... I mean, that actually is kind of the only way that it's sort of tipped in any scale, really, is that that's... I mean, that's the most villainous thing he really does. The rest is just him being, like, a leader.
I feel like they do make a point, too, to show him... Where, like, they capture people and he's, you know, like, I want to make sure that these people are treated right. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of times where they show him being like, okay... They make a point of letting him say, treat him like a brother, but also he's a... He's a prisoner, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, and there's a lot of, like, there's, like, these peace offerings being made later in the episode or whatever.
Right.
And he's very cautious about it in a way that is legitimately he should be cautious about.
Yeah, neither
one of them. He's like, I would like for this to be legit, but prepare for war sort of thing. And it's like, I don't want it to be war, but if it is, we should be prepared for it. And it's like, yeah, that's pretty logical.
Well, it seems like neither one of them is... They want this to end, but...
Yeah, they're not...
You know, religion's a thing, so...
Yeah. So, anyway, the King's Tantrum is the end of the Lion, and now we're on to the Night of Jaffa, which does not exist. This is this serial, and we watched it with a reconstruction with just images and text and stuff, but it was a little hard to listen to. The sound wasn't the best, but we enter, Joanna enters, which is the real princess.
Mm-hmm.
We get a little bit of her and her relationship with Richard, and for some reason, Vicky is now Victor and is a dude, and I did not quite catch why.
I didn't either, except for the fact that those were the clothes that they stole, were boy clothes.
And so they're like, yeah, she's a boy for no reason.
I think that, like, one of the guards is like, yeah, his voice just hasn't changed yet.
Yeah, it's very weird.
I just, like... I don't know, like, I couldn't tell, like, it seemed like they were setting something up, but then later they're not.
Yeah, it didn't really go anywhere. It caused a minor troubles here and there, and I think it was mostly played for laughs, and it didn't, I don't know, it was a little off.
Weird.
Yeah, it didn't really work, whatever they were trying to do. Because it was just mostly like, why even do this? This is stupid.
Why are you lying? It's just something Vicky says, like, halfway through the episode. Vicky's basically like, I don't understand why I have to be a boy. And the doctor's like, nah. And so Vicky asks for a dress and it causes trouble, which...
Yeah, I think it's mostly to just set up maybe that they're maybe not as good as Richard thinks they are or whatever. Like, they're slightly conniving or whatever to set up some...
That they lied to the king and the princess.
Yeah, because that comes into play later. They all talk a bit about what they're going to do, and then they don't really ultimately decide anything at this point about rescuing Barbara and Fake Dick. And then we get this merchant Luigi guy who's wanting to help Akir, which is this guy. El Akir is the guy that caught Fake Dick. And now he's been sort of revealed as, like, you're an idiot. That's not really King Richard. This merchant Luigi guy is wanting to help Akir out.
His name?
Yeah, his name's Luigi. And he has, like, the most ridiculous Italian accent. Yeah. You didn't catch that?
No, I didn't. And that's pretty bad.
Akir wants Barbara because he's a creepy asshole.
Well Barbara... he blames Barbara for making a fool of him, for lying, and... I'm pretty sure he was punished. I think Barbara actually kind of talks the Sultan into being like, well, it's not fair to punish me. You should punish the person who brought me to you. And the Sultan's kind of like, yep, you're right, I should.
Oh, and also she's going to be put into this Arabian night situation. She has to, like, tell a story every night sort of thing to prolong her...
Yeah, I think the thing is that basically she's asked where she's from, right?
Yeah,
and she just rattles off the last couple of serials,
and they're like, "Oh, you're players. You're from a troupe of actors and stuff." Okay, well, prove it.
Give us a story. Yeah, and you can stay alive.
So that's another way that they're kind of not great.
Yeah,
if this season's not doing well, we'll kill you. And then she's like, "Oh shit, what do I do? Oh wait, I'm from the future. Time to write Shakespeare."
Yeah, it's like I could tell them any of the stories that I know. That'll be great! They'll never have heard of them before! Perfect!
But before she can even really do anything, Luigi comes to her and takes her to the El Akir. It's not great.
No, it's bad times for everyone.
Meanwhile, Ian is getting knighted up.
Oh, Ian gets knighted, you guys! He kneels in everything! And it's so cute, but mostly kind of pointless.
It doesn't really go anywhere. But still, Ian in the night suit.
He gets knighted, and armor. He basically is like, well, they have to convince King Richard that Ian can go and save the other knight and Barbara. That's all Ian cares about, is saving Barbara. I don't know how they end up changing his mind.
I don't remember. I know there was like this whole thing about like, well, we'll offer him 100 of your prisoners for one of ours as like a way to devalue their people and blah blah blah. I don't think they really did that. So like they came up with some plan though. Because that's all people do in this show is talk about their plans.
But Ian leaves to go on his mission, which is to save Barbara.
I don't remember what plan they came up with, but there's a plan, and Ian's going to enact it by being a knight and going off and saving the day. But then, like, Richard is...
It takes him ages, it feels like.
Oh, wait, he's not knighted up entirely just yet. Because, okay, Richard is, like, eating this food and writing a letter at the same time. Remember that?
Yes.
And it's a letter of, hey, you want to marry my sister for peace? Pretty much. Like, he doesn't talk to his sister about this. He's just like, hey, here's the goods. You want it? Peace? You can have my sister. And then he gives that letter to Ian, and Ian's going to take it. And then he gets knighted.
Okay, yes. Which, by the way, the princess has some inkling of what's going on. She doesn't know what, but she knows it's not good for her. And she asks the doctor, she's like, I don't know why, but I feel like I can trust you because you seem hella old. And really young at the same time. So I can trust you. She can't. She's like, figure out if, you know, my brother's doing something. He figures it out. He's there when he's writing the letter. He comes back and he's like, you should talk to him? Because I don't want the king to be mad at me.
Actually, I think that's 2 episodes from now.
Oh.
It's fine. Like, we're actually getting through these episodes pretty quickly.
Well, that all happens.
It
now,
does
you
happen.
Know, we know.
We might
we
have
all
progressed
know.
It a little bit, which is what you would do if you were making this episode today. After Ian gets knighted, the merchant shows up and is like, this dude stole my clothes. This doctor guy stole my clothes. And, like, there's just this big, like, comedy scene of, oh, it was stolen first. And then the guy comes in who stole the clothes. And it's like, there's just this whole, like, who said what, did what, stole what.
Because the clothes were stolen from King Richard in the first place, right?
I think so, yes.
Or, like, from King Richard's...
clothing.
Place.
Facility.
Not, like, from him, but, you know.
Yeah.
They belonged to people who were there.
Yeah, so, like, the guy stole it from them, and the merchant, you know, got it from him, but didn't, like, pay enough for it, and it's just like... And then, like, the doctor's like, oh, I stole it from him, and it's stolen, and it's this and that. And then it's just, like, totally, like, using words to confuse and manipulate everyone, and it's great. The doctor is a con artist, basically.
He is, and he's so good at it, and I love it. Con man doctor is my favorite.
Yeah, and then, oh, okay, and before Barbara can actually get to Elakir, she escapes.
Yes.
She runs away, and this guy grabs her. And that's the end of the episode. It's the end of the Night of Jaffa. And we are now into the Wheel of Fortune! Boo! Bankrupt. This episode exists, thankfully. It's weird that they're alternated. Because it's like existing episode, reconstruction, existing episode, and then another reconstruction.
It's actually nice to have it kind of broken up that way. It makes the reconstructions...
Instead of the whole... thing being
easier to get through. Especially because we did not have a very good reconstruction for this.
I mean, it also helps to, like, I know what these characters look like, and I mean, sure, there's, like, images and stills for the reconstructions, but you don't...
You have a sense of them. Like, yeah. It makes a difference being able to know how they move
Sorry. Yeah, you know how they move and...
When you have a sense of their character, I feel like it's easier to kind of imagine things.
Yeah, you can fill in the blanks a little easier. So anyway, in this episode, the guy that grabbed Barbara is not a bad guy. He's a good guy. He's trying to save Barbara. And he takes her off to his place. Joanna discovers that Victor is Vicky.
Basically what happens is Vicky asks for a dress. And she gets a dress.
Yeah. People get a little, ruffled about it. Like, oh, why would you deceive us this way? I think even Joanna says that initially, but, like, ultimately it doesn't really cause that much of a deal. I mean, it kind of does, but not that much. Anyway, the guy that saved Barbara is out for revenge. He wants to kill Elakir because Elakir basically kidnapped his daughter and killed his wife. Killed his wife and his son or his other daughter. It was another sibling. I mean, another child.
I think it was a son.
Because he had like three kids. One of them was taken, one of them died, and one of them still with the guy that saved Barb. It's basically, you know, tragic Batman backstory. He's out for revenge, and he's going to go out and look for somebody and take care of some stuff, and leaves a knife with Barbara.
Leaves a knife with Barbara and is like, look, if they find you, kill my daughter and yourself. And Barbara's like, no, I absolutely will not do that. And he's like, please? And she's like, no. And he's like, well, then use the knife to defend yourself. Basically, right?
Yeah, I think he's more like, no. I don't think he even like says use it to defend yourself. He's pretty much like, no, just kill everybody and kill yourself, kill her. We're good. But and then leaves. But yeah, Barbara talks to the daughter, and the daughter knows none of this.
She's like, oh yeah, my mom and my sister have gone missing. We just don't know. It's no one knows anything, and we've just got to keep looking for them.
Yeah, and Barb's like, oh, shit, so you don't know? Yeah. And she's like, yeah, well, I don't know where they are. And she's like, awkward. But then these guards beat up Batman Rescuer. We have this soldier that comes into King Richard's and is like, gets in like an argument with him about we should be fighting, not trying to make peace.
Mm.
It's all about arms versus words. There's like this big fight and like the doctor's like siding with Richard and like we should talk this out and not fight it out. And the guy's like, I'm a soldier. You know what the fuck you're talking about. I don't like you. Like, I don't even have notes for Ian, so I think he's already, like...
I mean, kind of, because what happens is Ian, like, is walking there. And, like, the only thing that I remember, like, the only cut to Ian I remember is he's, like, asleep on the ground at some point.
Well, we're about to get to that, but before that happens, like, he does get there, right? Barbara's already gone, so he's like, well, I'm gonna go find her. But he gives the note, the letter, to the Sultan guy, and the Sultan guy reads it and is super cautious.
Yeah.
He's like,
I don't know if this is true. Cool, then this we might can be have a trap. Peace, but it's probably like I don't believe it.
And then we go back to Barb and her, and then the hiding place thing that I said that they're hiding from the guards, and the guards are searching everywhere. They're not very good at it, so they're like, burn it down, burn it down,
burn it down.
And then Barbara, the scene is the only slow-paced scene, and it pissed me off. She sneaks out of the hiding spot. She has a knife. B, she, like, could pick up something heavy and bash the guards over there. There's only two
anything,
of them.
Anything.
She just walks up to him, sneaks around a bit, starts to leave, doesn't do anything, just kind of wanders around a bit, bumps into a guard and gets caught.
Here's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
She did it on purpose. Because she figures if she gets caught, they'll leave the girl alone.
And they do.
And that was her plan.
A better plan would be to kill the guards. Or at least bash him over the head. But what are you going to do?
I mean, she does not have the best track record with that.
Yeah, she'd wind up hitting Ian and he's not even there.
She'd end up knocking the girl out.
So yeah, then we get to Ian is asleep and someone steals his sword and they get into a fight.
This character is pretty awful, by the way.
Yeah.
In terms of stereotypes.
Yeah, and also being able to understand him. What, is this the same guy? Yeah, this is the same guy, right?
Yeah, it's the same guy. He starts off, like, he steals all of Ian's shit and Ian's not having it. And somehow, like, they team up?
Okay, well, that's the next episode. We'll save that. So they get into a fight. Ian falls, of course. And then things don't look so great for Ian. And then we go back. Joanna finds out that she's been offered up as marriage. And she is pissed.
Pissed. So pissed.
Like, oh my god, the acting in this scene, like, shit gets intense between her and Richard, and it is good. The acting is phenomenal.
It is really good.
But from both of them, just, they're both going at each other full barrel, and it's just like, the writing is good, the acting is good, and you're like, whoa, serious character stuff is happening right now. Yeah. Like, I feel like it's the most intense it's been for characters that are only in this serial, you know?
Yeah. And her whole thing is, I mean, I think it's kind of her and the one knight who's like, I'm a soldier, we should fight.
Yeah.
They're kind of like together. She's like, yeah, fuck making peace. We need to fight these people till they're gone.
Yeah, and she's also like, also super uncool of you to not even talk to me about this. And he's like, well, it's got to be done. Like, how can you say no? It's our possibly our only means of peace. And she's like, but still, you did not fucking ask me. You just said, hey, marry my sister. That's not cool, yo.
That's exactly what she said. She also basically threatens to get Rome involved. Like, the Pope's not going to be happy with this. What are you going to do about that?
Richard, once it's all sort of, she's left and everything's at its peak awfulness, Richard's like, fuck you, doctor, this is your fault.
The doctor's like, what? Because he's like, someone told her. She finds out before anyone.
And it was the soldier that told her, not the doctor.
Which I don't know. Does he manage to talk his way out of that?
I think he says, well, they've been deceiving you this entire time. Like, this lady's not even a dude. And she said she was a dude. And she's a lady. I think that was where that came into play.
Why would you even lie about that? That's why.
So things are at their darkest. Like, Ian's gotten bested. The doctor and Vicky are sort of, like, on the ropes with Richard. Richard's not happy with them.
Barbara has been captured.
And this leads to the most chilling cliffhanger.
Oh, that's right.
She gets brought into Elakir, and he's going to put her into his harem, which is fucked up. Why does this shit keep happening to Barbara? Anyway, he says the, like, most chilling line about, basically, you'll be wishing for the pleasure of death.
The only pleasure left for you is death. And death is very far away.
That is the most fucked up. And that's like the cliffhanger, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you're like, damn, okay. Out of all the like cliffhangers, that one emotionally affected me. Like, I was just like, this is bad, you guys. This is really, really bad.
This episode is fantastic. Dramatically and, just builds to this nice. This is one of the most like emotionally satisfying, like gets you cliffhangers, I feel like. Just for everyone. You have that huge fight with Joanna and the king. Barbara being put into terrible danger. Ian's thing's not that.
Not that. Whatever. Bad. He's being mugged.
But like everything else is just like super intense and dramatic. And you're invested 100%. That's one of my top cliffhangers that we've had so far. For sure. And that is the end of the Wheel of Fortune. Wheel of Fortune! Would you like to buy?
What comes after the Wheel of Fortune?
The Warlords, which does not exist.
I want to say, by the way, the reconstruction we had, the audio seemed like it was recorded on a shoe. Like, it wasn't.
And played back on a sock.
Yeah, it wasn't great, you guys.
It was a bit of a mess.
Yeah.
And then the characters with accents were just impossible to understand. Especially the ones with really stereotypical accents. I just assumed he was saying something hella racist and moved on with my life.
Oh my god.
Barb immediately runs away.
Like, immediately.
She, like, kicks the guards' asses and runs. And they go chasing for her. And they run to the harem. These guards are going to the harem. And then, like, Elakir's like, hey, you do not enter the harem. Only I enter the harem. That's my harem. Leave my harem alone. No harem for you. Harem scare them. And, And he's like talking to the harem ladies, like, if you see her, I got this ruby ring for you. Just for you. But the harem is hiding Barbara.
And they're like, yeah, we fucking hate that guy. He's the worst. We'll totally hide you.
Dick.
We hate him.
He is the real bad guy. And then,
he is. He is the villain.
The Sultan guy's just morally gray. This guy's evil.
Yeah.
And, he killed that dude's family and. Yeah. So do you feel like they were like, the Sultan was the bad guy? And they're like, well, we can't make him the bad guy. That's too obvious. But we still need to have a bad guy.
No.
All right. And we cut back to Ian. And Ian has been Gullivered.
Yes!
He is roped to the ground. And I turned to Tony and I was like, I'm sorry, this does not exist. And the really racist guy has decided to put honey on him.
Honey on him.
And there's tons of ants.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to put honey on you, and the ants are going to come, and the ants are gonna mess you up. And I'm like, you tied him down and put honey on him?
Wow.
All right.
Did Tumblr write this episode? I don't think Tumblr was around in the 60s. Richard resigns himself to fighting. It's like, there's nothing I can do.
I can't make my sister do anything. I can't fight Rome.
So I guess we'll fight them. It's the only option left. Barbara finds Batman's daughter in the harem. Things are moving really quick at this point. A lot of cutting back and forth. Back to ants, and now there's vultures.
Because the ants didn't read as very scary.
Yeah. Not that it matters. This doesn't exist. And then we have Ian's like, all right, I give. There's some money. Because the guy's like, you have money. I know it. And then Ian's like, I don't have money. I'm from the future.
Even if I had money, it would be useless to you.
But he's like, all right, fine. I have money. It's in my boot. Go get it. So he goes down and he takes his boot off and there's nothing in it. He's like, you lied to me. He's like, no, wait,
it's
no.
It's the other boot.
It's the other boot. So he goes and he's like,
which he has to untie his feet in order to look in his boots. Do you see where this is going? Do you see what he's doing here?
That's right. Ian has money in the second boot. No, Ian kicks him in the face.
Kicks him in the face.
I assume. I don't know. We didn't actually see it. It sounded like a face boot. It was a boot to the head. But yeah, he like kicks the stereotype's butt and then is like, you're going to help me now.
And he's like, okay.
All right, fine. You got no better option.
I think he promises something. I think he says, I do have money, but I need to like go get it.
From, you know, the people that actually own the money.
Because he does end up stealing something for Ian, does he not?
I think so, yeah. You know he steals him a horse.
A horse, yeah.
Yeah. But Barbara's like, how do I escape? Should I escape via this balcony? Blah, 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 blah. And Batman's hiding in the bushes, waiting to strike. How did he get away from the guards? That was never explained, was it?
Nope.
Oh, well. And there's this one harem lady named Fatima who's, like, stressed out about all this. So what does she do? She goes
to get the ring.
So yeah, she wants that ruby ring, and she's gonna go tell El Akir that, hey, we have Barbara, so that we can have yet another villain. Ibrahim is the stereotype character, by the way. Ibrahim, I wrote it down, because yeah, it says Ibrahim to steal horses. So Ian's storming the castle, El Akir's castle. Batman's storming the castle. Batman stabs El Akir, kills El Akir.
Kills him.
Kills him dead. Ian and, I don't think Ibrahim, no, just Ian fights some other guards. Then all the girls, all the women in the harem, form a circle around Fatima, who's the one that betrayed him for a ruby ring. They all circle her, and then I don't know what happened. I'm assuming a pillow fight, right? It was something nice.
Yeah.
I don't think they, like, did anything bad.
No.
She screamed, but I think it was a good scream, right?
It was tickling, probably.
Yeah.
We don't know. We couldn't see it.
It doesn't exist. So we'll just assume the best and not that she was brutally murdered or harmed in any way. Right?
Yeah.
And then Ian steals some gold from El Akir because, hey, that dude's dead.
Yeah, and he's a dick.
And, you know, gives it to Ibrahim and then gets away with Barbara. And he's like, adios. Or whatever the Crusadian equivalent is.
The Crusadian equivalent. Oh my god.
What? That's where this takes place, right?
Yeah, it takes place
in the Crusades.
In Crusadia.
Yeah, that's what they're fighting over. They're fighting over the land, right? The Crusades. Like, it's like a type of island. What is it? Isn't it like the Palisades? And then you got the Crusades, right?
Sure.
I'm pretty sure I've got this right. So anyway, Richard thinks that the Doctor and Vicky are bad and is like, well, time for you to die. And they're going to be taken somewhere to be, I guess, executed or maybe put in prison. I don't remember which. Something bad's going to happen to Doctor and Vicky. And on the way, they're basically being taken back to where the TARDIS is.
Where the TARDIS is. No, they're not being executed.
Then what happens? God damn it.
No, or...
I don't know.
They are being executed?
No one knows. Let me Google it.
But no, they're being brought back to the woods. And because at some point I think the Doctor...
I just know they had to bullshit at one point.
Well, here's the thing. What I remember is...
Oh, this isn't called the Crusades. It's called the Crusade. I've been calling it the Crusades.
There's just the one, you guys. Because I remember, they're like leaving, right? They all end up back near the TARDIS at the same time. Richard is like, I gotta do this. I gotta fight this war. And the Doctor's like, you should, and you'll win. I know it. I know you will. And then Vicky's like, do you, does he? He's like, oh, no. No, he does not. And Vicky's like, oh!
And then the Doctor and Vicky just leave. They try to make a break for the TARDIS.
Yeah.
And then they get caught by the soldier who thinks he's a bad guy, who thinks he's a spy for... Which the I've been saying Sultan, but I think it's Saladin.
Oh, fuck. Really? You said it, and I just believed you, and now we've fucked up.
It's the Saladin.
Shit.
This is why I should look at... Why I should look at Wikipedia before we record an episode. Guys, I'm an idiot. It's Saladin. Which sounds an awful lot like Sultan, if you take out some of the syllables.
Shit. I'm just mad that we've been saying it wrong this whole time. That's... ignorant.
Yeah, but to be fair, I don't know much about the French Revolution. And we had an episode called Jaffa, so I just figured it was like a Jafar Sultan.
Oh my god, I can't. Why did I trust you on anything? You don't know anything. Why did I trust you?
You should not trust me. Why'd you take my notes away? So yeah, Dr. and Vicky make a break for the TARDIS, get caught by the soldier that doesn't like the Doctor already, thinks the Doctor is a spy, and is like, I'm sentencing you to death. That's what he says.
Okay.
Ian shows up, and is like, oh yeah, they are bad. Let me take them.
Let me take them, you guys. How did he even convince them that when, like, they were all together? Or I guess they never were all...
Yeah, they weren't all together.
They never were. And he's like, yeah, these guys have personally offended me. Let me take them. Let me take care of them. I hate them. Please, let me personally hit the Doctor in the face. I'm pretty sure it is what he says something about. And the soldier's like, yeah, all right.
But we'll come with you or whatever. And then the Doctor's like, let me have one last look at the city. One last look at Jaffa, which I guess is the city, before I die. And they're like, all right, fine. You can have one last look. And then they get in the TARDIS and go. And they're like...
That's the end.
They're like, we tell no one about this. No one. And then in the ship, everyone starts making fun of Ian for being a knight. It's adorable. They're like, ah, you got knighted. You're Sir Ian. Do we need to start calling you Sir? Do you need a good night's rest? It's adorable.
I personally hope that Ian insists that everyone calls him Sir for like the next 3 episodes.
Well, I don't think he is, because I think he's like super embarrassed by it. He's
shut up, you guys. You just indicted. It's no big deal.
Yeah, don't make a big thing out of it.
Can you just imagine the Doctor calling him Chatterton and being like, Sir Chatterton, thank you very much.
And then they all freeze. They just stop. And that's the cliffhanger. And that is the end of the Crusade. Which was really good. I liked it. I thought it was pretty...
It was really solid plot-wise and character-wise.
Dialogue-wise, too.
Yeah.
That death pleasure line that I probably messed up 3 times in the course of this podcast was really good. And frightening.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I really liked sort of the moral grayness of this episode. And just the character arcs and stuff was really good. A lot of good stuff happened in this episode. I thought it was good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the pace of this episode. It was interesting to get a serial like this that just kind of literally just dumps you into it right away.
Oh my god, it moved. It moved so fast.
It moved so fast, you guys. Which, coming after the web planet, was like, oh, that's what the story is like.
I mean, even still, though, I mean, it probably could have been tightened up a little bit by cutting out some, or moving things around a bit, tightening things up, but, like, we get introduced to Batman a little late. Like, you could have probably done him a lot sooner, and, like, Barbara escapes twice by just running away. Twice.
Yeah, security doesn't seem that great.
And also, Ian's plot was super light and really unimportant, which is the same thing in the Web Planet. He did nothing. Is that what Ian's plot's going to be from now on?
He just kind of conveniently shows up at the same time as everyone else. Like, I had a separate plot from you guys, but it affected nothing. I just ended up here at the same time as you, and I'm not even going to help save the day.
I mean, I think he punched a guard.
I mean, his plot does do things in this episode, but it's... for the most, I mean, it's kind of almost Ian Light. There's a lot of where he's like, when he's going to deliver the letter, where he's just kind of gone. Like,
yeah, and most of him is just being tied to the ground, not really doing anything, which I could have done without Ibrahim altogether. But other than that, I liked all the characters. Everything was really tight and good and just interesting.
I like the Dr. Steele and stuff. I love the Doctor is basically a con man.
Yes.
I think that's great. I liked
Ian. And a fashion icon.
I liked Ian being a knight. I thought it was cute. We didn't watch all of it because it's kind of spoilery, but there's these like introductions on the DVDs.
It's William Russell as Ian just like introducing these episodes as if...
It's like recounting stories that happened to him. He's like, oh yeah, okay. So he has like a big like a suit of armor and he's like, you know, you could call me Sir Ian. It's really cute. I want to watch all of those. All of them that have them.
We can't watch them before the serials, though, because, like, he spoiled that he got knighted, like, right in it.
Yeah, Jez, who's been on before, she's watched them all on DVD, and she's watched them. She's like, you can't watch them before the episode, because it makes the assumption that you've seen them already. And basically, is telling you what what the story of the serial is, like, completely. So,
is a very Ian thing to do.
I'd like to watch all of them after we watch the serial, but they're cute and I like them.
So all in all, a good ep.
Good ep.
Two thumbs up. Kind of crappy reconstructions, but all in all, I really liked everything.
I'm excited for the next episode because it has a great title.
The Space Museum! And we will have a special guest star with us. Our first returning guest star, Vincent E.L.
Yay!
Woo! You will be joining us for the Space Museum! Thanks for listening to the Watchathon of Rassilon! Tune in next time when we talk about the Space Museum with Vincent E.L.
Thanks! Yeah. We love you!
Be sure to follow us on Tumblr and... go to our Patreon at patreon.com/watchathon.
Eat your vegetables, get enough sleep, drink shit tons of water.
And steal all of your clothes.